Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo. I'm coming to you from the studio again today because I just totally forgot that it was Wednesday and that I needed to record a podcast episode. I had thought I knew what I wanted to talk about today, but I forgot to take my mic to the beach this morning. So I'm running around like a crazy woman. Here I am. And do I have a hell of a story to tell you today? The reason I want to share this is because I feel like so often we can get one glimpse into somebody's day and come to the conclusion that that is their entire life, and it's not. It's not the truth for anyone. Our highlight reel is not real life. And so I wanted to tell you the journey for me, the extraordinary journey over the last 24 hours and the crazy lows and the ridiculous highs. Anyway, it's a big story. Yesterday, I was walking along the beach and I was bawling my eyes out because I feel like, you know, I've had pockets of goodness, but I've been at this Carlosophies gig as a podcast for a couple of years, but I've been spreading this message since 2009 in one form or another. It was Carlosophies, then I had Think Beautiful, and all the while I've been spruiking this message. I just haven't had the traction that I thought I was going to have. You know, I think sometimes we can see somebody's success and make a lot of assumptions around that. And I was looking at my success, and looking around at me, at other people around me who were having much, much, much larger versions of success. And I wanted a piece of that, but it just wasn't happening for me. And yesterday I got to the point where it just got too much. I have made myself really vulnerable. I have spoken my truth. I've done all the things that I'm supposed to do, follow my passion, be consistent, you know, speak your truth. And none of it was really getting me anywhere. I was just staying in the same place. My Facebook numbers weren't growing. My Instagram numbers weren't growing. My business, you know, Radcasters has been at a standstill for a while now. I just felt like I wasn't getting any traction. And then I've had a few moments of gold over the last month or so where I spoke at the Soul Sister Circle event and I had an incredible time. And it didn't really translate to numbers for me, but for me, it's not about numbers, it's about people. But it's still numbers, you know, they kind of matter to our ego a bit. So, you know, I spoke at the Soul Sister thing. I had a really great response. It didn't necessarily translate into followers, which I hate that term, but, you know, people who follow me. And it certainly hasn't had a big impact on my podcast downloads. And then I saw Emma and Carla, the Merrymakers, who, you know, I've interviewed separately. So if you haven't listened to those episodes, go back into the archives and have a listen. A while ago, I did an interview with them for their Get Merry podcast, and they told me that night at the Soul Sister Circle event that my podcast was the most downloaded of theirs, their entire back catalogue, which was absolutely insane to me, in a good way. But again, I wasn't seeing a return on that. And so while it feels great to be getting my message out, those people aren't coming to me. And I just felt like opportunities weren't coming to me. And maybe they were, maybe they weren't, I don't know. But it's felt like I've been just slogging this out for a very long time. And yesterday was my breaking point. I got to the point where I was absolutely 100% ready to walk away, to disappear. Not disappear literally, but remove myself from social media, go and get a real job, forget about this stupid, crazy idea you have that you can change the world, and just get a real fucking job. And so I walked, you know, stop kidding myself was the thing. That was what I was telling myself. You've just got to stop kidding yourself, Carly. This is not going to happen for you. It happens to other people. It doesn't happen to people like you. Just give up. So walking on the beach, bawling my eyes out, and I say out loud to the universe, which if you've been around here for a while, you know I make a habit of it. And I said to the universe, you know what? I am done diddly dunsky. I cannot go on like this. I cannot keep sharing as vulnerably as I am without seeing any return. So I'm walking away. I am absolutely walking away from this. And I've done this before, but not with the conviction that I had yesterday. I was ready to walk away. It wasn't a threat. It wasn't an empty threat, which I have made before. It was absolutely an ultimatum. I am walking away unless you give me some kind of sign, a sign that I know without a shadow of a doubt is to tell me that I should keep going, that there is light at the end of this tunnel because I need the hope. Not that I need the hope, but, you know, I just can't do this anymore. So I came home from the beach and I had two interviews which are going to be coming up in the coming weeks. I interviewed my assistant, Joe, and because a lot of you guys had said, if you're in the Show Up Speak Up group, I asked who you'd want to hear from. And we were really surprised that you guys wanted to hear from Joe. So if you don't know Joe, Joe is the person that brings the show to life once I've recorded it. So I do the editing and then it goes off to Jo and she takes care of the rest of the things. She's also my right-hand girl at Radcasters. So you guys wanted to hear from her. So I interviewed her and I interviewed Christy Ord. So they'll be coming up in the coming weeks. So I came back and I did those, even though I kind of was like, well, what's the point? Because I'm not even sure that I'm going to use them. But I thought, well, I'll just use the two that I've got booked in because I don't want to cancel last minute. I've said I'll interview them. And once I've released those two eps, I'll walk away. So did the two interviews. They went really well. And then I came back to check my emails. And there was an email from Nova, as in Nova the Broadcasting. They're like a big, if you're not in Australia, they're a big broadcasting company within Australia. They have a network of radio stations around the country and they're, you know, one of the higher rating stations here in Cap Cities. So I, a while ago, had entered this PodQuest competition. And it was just, you know, a spur of the moment thing. I saw it. I thought, oh, yeah, that could be cool. The prize was, you know, some cash towards producing a 5-part podcast series with their support. So, you know, I think you can use their facilities. You definitely get access to their team and they will distribute through their channels. They're creating a new, completely new arm of their business based on podcasting, which I find really exciting because it just goes to show me that podcasting still has so much room for growth. It's very, very exciting times. Anyway, I had entered this competition and just totally forgot about it. Turns out I'm one of the top 10 finalists and it was just the sign that I needed. You know, I think sometimes it's like, yeah, it's ego, but we all want to feel heard. You know, we all want to feel understood. We all want to be recognized in some way. And that might be ego, but I think it's also a basic human need or a basic human desire. And that's all I needed, just a sign that somebody else saw something in me, that it wasn't just me who thought I was the shit. Partly joking. But, you know, this is something people don't talk about either, right? It's like this Oprah complex thing. It's not just about the fact that I want to be as big as Oprah, which I don't necessarily, but it's more about the fact that I see something special in me that I and a message that has impact, but I'm never reaching the Oprah-like status, you know. Because I do think I'm special and I think there's part of us, if we're willing to move past this whole be humble thing, there is a part of us where we all do feel special and we want other people to see that special. And this was just a, you know, a glimmer of hope in what has been a very long journey of me constantly having to promote myself and not getting much in return. So this was just a really exciting opportunity. I'm really excited about it. It's announced on the 2nd of June. There's nothing that I have to do. It's just an expert panel who decides who the winner is. So please cross everything that you have for me. I have the most amazing idea for a new podcast series that will tie really nicely into my book called Few I'm Normal. And it's going to explore some really juicy, amazing topics that I feel most people don't want to talk about. So I'm so excited about what is lying ahead. So that happened. And then this morning, I got a really exciting call from someone to do some guest posting on a blogger who I really admire and who has a huge following. And, you know, to be asked to do a guest post on this site is just such validation that I am on the right path, and I really, really needed that. So I wanted to bring this up today, not to tell you that, you know, like I was on the beach crying and you know, diminish the excitement and the, you know, the things that have happened in the last 12 hours, but really to, and also not to make you feel shit about where you are too, because that is never my intention. We all know that. But more because I feel like we so often see that one post on Facebook celebrating a win. We don't see the full spectrum that happened prior to that, because that is just one moment in time. When I rang my mum this morning to tell her about the blogging opportunity that has presented itself to me, I said to mum, I'm just so excited. It's such a great opportunity. It's such a good way for me to get my message out there. These are people who will really get me and will really benefit from hearing what I have to say. And I'm so excited about it. And the whole Nova thing and blah, blah, blah. My mum said to me, "Oh my God, Carly, you are finally an overnight success." And I just thought it was so funny, right? Because it's like, I mean, I'm hardly an overnight success yet, but it feels like I'm on my way there. And I mean, I have been since 2009. So I just wanted to share this with you, because if this is you, if you are reaching that point where you are about to give up, what have I got to tell you? Firstly, it's okay to give up. If something doesn't serve you, then it's okay to walk away. For me, I have given up on a lot of things in my life. I've walked away from businesses. I've walked away from relationships. I've walked away from friendships that didn't serve me. And it's been tough and it's been painful. But there is one thing that I haven't walked away from, and that's me. I've had moments where I've come close, and yesterday was really one of them. But that's the closest I've been to giving up on my purpose. And it was real. I was really ready to give it up. I was ready to go and get a job. And there's nothing wrong with getting a job, people. That is not what I'm saying. But for me, I haven't done anything else. I'm unemployable. I don't have a trade to fall back on. I came from a sales job, sure, but that was, God, 15 years ago, and I hated it. So, you know, I don't have something to fall back on. This is it for me. And I would have gone and stacked shelves at Woolies yesterday. I really would have. But something shifted just when I needed it to. So if you are in that place, number one, know that if this isn't part of your soul, it's okay to walk away from it. You don't have to do anything. But if you're going to make a ultimatum with the universe, I've done it a lot of times. But before now, I wasn't willing to act upon it. Like, I wasn't actually 100% like, yeah, fuck this, I'm out. Yesterday, I reached that point. And that's when things started to shift for me, because I'd lost the attachment to it. I'd lost the attachment to me needing to do everything and just handed it over and asked for what I wanted without needing anything in return. I mean, I needed something, but that's not what I was asking for. I was just, I don't know, ready to give it all up. Willingly ready to give it all up. So if you're going to make that kind of ultimatum, be sure that you're willing to see it through. And if not, then keep going. Keep going. It doesn't have to be slogging it out. You know, ask for the help that you need. Do what you have to do, but don't give up on you. Don't give up on you. There are many things you can give up on. You can give up on business ideas. You can give up on friendships. You can give up on relationships. You can give up on the place that you live. There are so many things you can give up on, but just don't give up on you. And that's what I have never given up on. I think the huge realization for me was that I'm okay. I'm going to be okay whether or not I become Oprah or I'm just Carly Nimmo and I'm stacking shelves at Woolies. It's just a spectrum and I'm just on a spectrum. One level isn't good and one level isn't bad. It just is what it is. And there's freedom in that, you know? And that freedom is now allowing me to, I don't know, attract some good stuff. Instead of seeking it out, I've just come to a place where I'm ready to allow it to come to me. And that is so easy to say and so hard to live. So I don't know that I have any tangible advice for you or things that you could do to make it happen quicker, because I think it really does come down to, sadly, divine timing. And look, I don't even know where all this stuff is going to lead. It might lead me to stacking wools and, you know, shelves in Woolies. I don't know. But I think sometimes all we need is hope, a glimmer of hope. And I hope that, you know, I was given a glimmer of hope yesterday, and I hope that this serves as a glimmer of hope for you. Sometimes we want things in our time, and unfortunately, sometimes things happen in divine time, which is fucking annoying, but true. So let's just try to let go of some of the attachment to outcome, because it really is the journey that matters, not the destination. Oh, shut up, Carly. Am I right? Like, please, another cliche, but it's so true. It really is the journey and not the destination. You know, and we put a lot of pressure on ourselves, particularly if you are in this space as an entrepreneur. It's likely that you have a fuckload of pressure on yourself. So how about if we just let a little bit of it go? You know, in my interview with Jo, she had this really good analogy of sometimes you just need to put the stuff down just so you can breathe, recalibrate, get your energy back and pick the stuff up and move on. You don't need to shed it all, but sometimes it's really nice to just put it down for a little while. And I don't know why I shared that, but I think it's really fantastic and look forward to that interview. So yeah, that's pretty much it from me today. I'm really excited about what lies ahead. I have a new, a renewed love for what I do. I have a real excitement about what is possible from here. And I'm just in a completely different place than I was 24 hours ago. So I wanted to share it because, yeah, like, sure, I had a couple of really fantastic opportunities come my way. But a lot of my day was spent crying, wondering what the fuck I was doing. So if this is you, it doesn't mean that you're shit. It doesn't mean that what you have to say is not worthy. It doesn't mean that what you're doing won't work. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. It doesn't mean that you have any bloody blocks. It doesn't mean anything. Actually, none of it really means anything. That sounds really depressing, but it's not meant to be. It's meant to be inspiring. Don't worry, nothing really matters. But it's true, right? Like nothing really matters. The roof over you, whatever the roof over your head doesn't matter. The car that you drive doesn't matter. How you define yourself, how you define your self-worth, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're an entrepreneur or a, you know, whatever. A guy sitting in a gutter drinking out of a bottle. It doesn't really matter. When I went to Melbourne recently, I really saw that. I saw people sleeping in doorways in the city, and I found myself, instead of having pity for those people, realizing that I would be okay. I would survive. If I didn't have a roof over my head, I could still survive. Nothing really matters. We will be okay. So that's pretty much it from me today. And by the way, if you want to be really inspired, I have a retreat coming up. No, but I really do. I have a retreat coming up in October. So if you are keen to learn more about that, jump into the Shop Speak Up group or drop me an email and I'll share some details with you. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be a lot of communication, a lot of talking, a little bit of drinking, and some fun, you know, really connecting with people. The retreat will be tailored completely around you and what you want to get out of it. So if you're interested in that, join the Show Up Speak Up group. Join there anyway, or just drop me a line. It's not ridiculously expensive. It's just something that I really want to do to connect with some of you guys in the flesh. Hug it the fuck out. And I know that what I go through, you go through. So let's just go through it together in a room in Byron Bay / the Byron Bay area for a couple of days of fun and really intense connection. Not intense in a weird way. I'm not going to like make uncomfortable amounts of eye contact with you. But, you know, good connection. All right, I've got to shut up because this is going nowhere. Head to Show Up Speak Up. I hope to see you in there. Thank you so much for your support so far. I have no idea what the future holds for me, but I do know how much it means to me that you show up here and you and I get to have these incredible conversations with each other, even though it's usually just me talking to myself. Until next week, peace out. Thanks for tuning into Carlosophies. If you really dug this app, I'd love for you to share it with someone who you think might also dig it. Really helps me to spread the word. And if you'd like to get to know me a little better and see some in-between ep thoughts and insights and be around some super cool people, join my Facebook tribe, Show Up Speak Up. Search Show Up Speak Up in Facebook or head to carlinimmo.com/tribe. Until next time, be real, be rad. Peace out.